And Philip Semper PhD certificate, today's date is 09/05/2022. Dictation is for Vanessa Hernandez. Hernandez spells H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z. Vanessa spells V-A-N-E-S-S-A. Date of birth is 07/16/1990. This is a 32-year-old female here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patient was recently seen on 08/30/2022 for joint pains and fatigue. She had some labs drawn. These labs include ANA titer and ANA antibody. Correction, ANA screen. Says she's here for these results. Also, she has had lipids levels checks, period. Next paragraph. The patient reports she continues to have some joint pains and occasional body aches. Said it's not bad today. She indicated that the gabapentin is not very helpful. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication, allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems, all systems were reviewed or negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph, a physical exam, she's alert oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat 100%, the primary blood pressure is 106/76, pulse 74, respiration 16, temperature 97.7, period. Next paragraph, respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles. Next paragraph, cardiac, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen undistended, no guarding, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, myopes or papules, no vesicles, herbal light, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, she bears weight, well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, myopes or papules, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, assessment number one is increase ANA titer. Assessment number two is positive ANA screen. Assessment number three, chronic joint pain. Assessment number four, hypercholesterolemia. Today, patient was educated on what these tests, ANA titer and ANA screening, means, and the long list of differentials, which includes autoimmune disease. Next paragraph, we talk about her cholesterol, which is elevated but not significant for medical intervention at the moment. We talk about lifestyle modifications. She says she understands and will change her lifestyle, namely exercise and diet, period. Patient was given samples of Nalfon. She will take one BID, and she was advised that if it works for her, she call us back so we can get her some more. She needs to be worked up for autoimmune disease, such as scleroderma, comma, SLE, comma. However, patients will be monitored, and the future consult will depends on our ability for funding, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient.